Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Nikki Javala joins us, and Nikki is of The Athletic, brought to you by Ent Credit Union. There seemed to be a discrepancy, Nikki, Snapgate, in terms of how many snaps that Drew Lock actually got, because Fangio said it was the equivalent of 20%. Scangarello said it was really the equivalent of 10%. It's the difference of getting 8 or 9 snaps compared to 4 or 5. Where do you think the truth meets out in that one?
Probably somewhere in between. I think what Vic was saying is that's what they're working up to. He said that earlier in the week, you know, we're going to get him there where he's taking, you know, a significant chunk of the offensive snap. So he might be taking 2 less now, but he'll get 2 more down the road. I mean, I think his point was being that he's going to get his snaps and his reps, and they really want to make sure he has a chance to show what he can do and for the coaching staff to really get a solid look at him.
All right, well, Nikki, I guess I would ask you this. Does this change anything about Drew Lock's future? You know, it would appear to me that there is a difference in the tone in the way Vic Fangio is speaking about Drew Lock this week. Last week, the guy's not ready. This week, wow, he's magically gotten better in the 10 reps that he's been given. Is there something different going on right now?
No, honestly, I think it's kind of in line with what they're saying. I mean, I don't think he completely did a 180, and I don't think we can make any broad assumptions or, you know, kind of assessments about his future after 3 days of practice. But I think what they're saying is kind of what they expected, and this is kind of why they wanted to play the long game with him and let him sit and observe, because it can get to the point where you are just overwhelmed in training camp, especially, you know, coming out of the offense he did and learning every little nuance about a pretty complex system. So I think his point was, you know, just kind of stepping back and digesting it all really helped him grasp the offense and improve on the small things. So when he came back, he, you know, while it was a kind of a hindrance physically, he was able to step back in and really have a better feel for those things because the little things were mainly the things that were holding him up in training camp and preseason, be it, you know, the footwork or just the reads, the tempo of the game. So I think his point was just kind of taking a step back was helpful for him. And, you know, you do see it a lot. I mean, people kind of forget that Aaron Rodgers sat for quite a bit before he became Aaron Rodgers. So I think that's kind of what they're hoping for with Drew Lock. They may not have the luxury of that kind of time, but they also don't want to rush it. I mean, they've seen what happens when that happens. I think they would like to get him some reps this season, maybe even get him some playing time, but a lot of that's dependent on how the team is doing, how Brandon Allen's doing. So they're just kind of taking it week by week right now.
So, Nikki, Tim Patrick makes his triumphant comeback. Now that he's back in the fold, how could that possibly change things for how this offense moves along in Sunday's game?
I think it changes a lot of things. I know Rich Scangarello really likes Tim Patrick. I mean, when I asked him about the guys on IR a few weeks ago, when it seemed like, you know, a couple of them were going to start practicing again, the first one he mentioned was Tim Patrick, not Drew Lock or Jake Button. That's no knock against them, but I was kind of surprised that he brought him up first and talked about how valuable he is to the offense. I think it changes a lot of things. I'm curious to see how much he'll be able to do because he'll be wearing a brace, sort of like a club on his hand, because he's got hardware in his hand, so he needs some protection. But I think it changes a lot of things. I think it also helps Courtland Sutton kind of open things up because, you know, you got another big-bodied receiver, not just Courtland, that, you know, defenses have to account for. So I think it opens the field a bit. I'm curious to see if they kind of tweak the game plan to get him, you know, more opportunities. But I think it's only a positive that he's back in the fold.
All right, Bryce Callahan going on IR probably by this weekend.
Yeah, I would expect. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he's the corresponding move for Tim Patrick to clear that roster spot. I mean, you could see the writing on the wall this whole time with him.
Okay. All right, Nikki, good job. We will talk to you. Well, this is the last time we'll talk to you this week. You have a prediction for this week?
Oh, I don't know. This is a tough one. I'm picking Minnesota.
That's all right. We all see what's going on, but we're gonna try to thank you, Nikki. We appreciate it, Nikki Jabal of The Athletic.
You work hard for your business, so should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions with tools and services designed to make your business run easier. Your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.